one company had like someone that come out like, say, just throw this out. Say we had Road and Bridge, if they could go out like we have training for them on various piece of equipment. So could we not have an, I don't know if you call them an instructor, someone that come in and just that group be there and talk to them about some good health issues, of the dangers of what this does to cause diabetes. And if they talk to them in that setting like that, then maybe the those employees talk to each other. And if you've got one that starts it, then it's kind of like you're saying, a little peer pressure thing. Am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have those resources available.
That's I knew one company that did. I thought maybe that you might also.
We have a person that's what they do is wellness. And that's, I mean, we can have them down to, you know, just however we want to structure it. So that is certainly a resource we can bring. It just, you know, comes down to you guys saying that's what you want, and we'll get it.
I think we need to be more purposeful in our smoking, tobacco cessation, overall wellness. We need to do a better job of that this coming year.
Well, I think I saw earlier, yeah, wellness committee vacancies that were filled earlier today.
Mm-hmm. That's for the wellness center. So that may be a good board to.
That's really where most employers go through that type of a conduit, and it's a lot better off coming from that committee than it is from on high up here.
Like, I believe the first year that they're going to have a challenge come out, but with that, there be healthy menus or healthy whatever put out with the challenge rather than just a weight loss challenge, mm-hmm. a proper weight loss challenge. And
well, we could have Cameron is the name of the gentleman in our office that handles this, but we could have him come down, meet with the wellness committee, okay. talk about what other people have done, maybe map out for the commission, maybe how we might structure it and what we might do year one, then year two. You know, it's best to kind of have a plan in place to say, okay, you know, first year is going to be complete carrots, no sticks, no whatever, you know, just trying to let people know the resources are out there. You know, maybe we catch a few and get a few to quit smoking or a few people to eat a little better or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then over time, then you just kind of add a little bit to it to figure out, all right, well, now, we're going to, if you're going to choose to continue to use tobacco, then that's your choice. But then, you know, it's proven that, you know, the over time you're going to have higher health care bills as a tobacco user than as a non-tobacco user. So that's, in fairness, we're going to tack on this percentage. Usually it's about 20% is what the surcharge is. And then you,
I think that'd be good. Nikki, I see you came in. Did you hear?
I was listening upstairs.
Okay. You think that sounds like a good idea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And perhaps when this person meets with them, that we could have a bulletin, anyone that wants to set in on the meet at that time, mm-hmm. that they could gain from it.
Again, I think we need to figure out a way to really encourage people to do it, to really participate, and not just send an email out or just send, I mean, I can't force anybody to understand that. But.
I think the health risk assessment is a great place to start. I think that many employees that don't go to the doctor, don't get their blood check, and they have no idea. I know many schools and other cities, they require the employees to go to the health risk assessment, and that's how they receive their discount as far as their premiums. But if they don't, then they have to pay a part of them. So those employees that don't go to the doctor, I think they would be required to go. At least they can see the numbers and see where they're sitting.
If there was one thing you did, that, you know, just making people look in the mirror and get their numbers, and, you know, I mean, I...
That hurts.
Yeah.
It's free. There's no cost to the employees unless they don't participate.
Now, there is a blood draw, which some of them, you know, don't like needles or whatever.
Actually,
like that.
Last year was just a prick. It wasn't even a draw.
It wasn't even a draw. So.
Hmm. I may actually show up for that one. Maybe.
But you know, as far as, it, you know, when you do that, I guarantee you, you're going to have somebody here that's going to figure out, oh my gosh, they're headed off the rails, and mm-hmm. and they didn't know it mm-hmm. because they haven't, you know. But a bunch of your guys in Road and Bridge don't have any idea if they have diabetes or if they have high blood pressure or high cholesterol or any of those things. And as far as being able to identify for those folks, hey, wait a minute, you're not as healthy as the horse like you think you are, and you're this is where you're headed. Is you know, it's cumulative, right? I mean, when you're 35, you're probably not going to have an issue, but by the time you get to be my age, it's going to manifest itself.
Well, I'm behind this 100% in doing this and showing them that we care about them. This by doing it, educate training, we're not pushing anything on anybody, but I let us come forth and show we care about you. We want to do this. So present it. I'd like for us to do it.
Yeah, I think we need to, like I said, we need to be more purposeful and more mm-hmm. diligent on it. So I'm assuming get with wellness committee.
And Nikki has that?
And then we can have some discussion and figure out how we're going to do it and move forward.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you
all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning. Afternoon.
At the...
No.
I'll find out.
Oh, that's right.
At the end of October, beginning of November, October 31st, GCR is going to be at, or is at, $5,712,343.29. Road and Bridge funds are at $15,280,281.45. Law enforcement tax is at $3,956,637.79.
Say that one again. 3561.
3,956,637.79.
We've not taken out of our benefits this last quarter, have we, on that?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet. Okay. We're still pending on the last quarter.
Yeah. And then have we made both bond payments out of it yet?
We have made the bond payment and the interest, yes.
And the interest.
So both, okay, so the payment and the interest both come out?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But we haven't transferred the benefits?
Right.
Correct.
And also any extra expenditures from GCR.
Okay.
That was budgeted for. Sewer is at $8,680,867.47. And that is going to be the monthly update, and the report was sent to you guys for further detailed.
All right. Now we'll move on down to the presentation of the 2022 preliminary budget document per section 50540 of the revised Missouri statutes.
Yes, pursuant to statute 50540, I would like to present to you the 2022 preliminary budget document that I have prepared for your review. This document gives the requested expenditures and anticipated revenues given from each department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county. In the general fund or the GCR fund, the total revenues anticipated are $15,521,016. The total expenditures requested and adjusted are $16,517,506. The estimated beginning balance for GCR is going to be $6 million, and the anticipated ending balance will be just over $5 million. Keep in mind, this budget includes the emergency fund of $500,000, which is solely used for emergency purposes, and the contingency fund of $500,000, which is used for unforeseen expenditures. I have reviewed all of the department's requests and have adjusted the revenues and expenditures to provide the commission with a suggested 2022 year budget document. This preliminary budget document has a healthy reserve, providing over 3 months of operating expenses for the next year. In the law enforcement tax fund, the total anticipated revenues are $6,910,000. The estimated expenditures are $6,935,370, and the projected beginning balance of this fund is $1.5 million. The anticipated ending balance will be $1,474,630. This fund was budgeted to provide money to pay for the bond payment and a portion of the requested expenditures from the sheriff, jail, juvenile, and prosecutor's department. This fund also includes a contingency fund of $300,000 for the unforeseen expenditures. Road and Bridge Fund's estimated beginning balance is just under $13 million, with projected revenues of $11 million and expenditures budgeted over $12 million. The estimated end balance will be $11,350,000. The sewer fund is estimated to begin at $8 million. The fund shows projected revenues from the sales tax and interest totaling $9,335,000. The estimated expenditures is $10,628,300 and will end the fund balance at $6,700,000. The expenditures include many sewer projects such as the Venice on the Lakes sewer system and the sewer pump out program. The assessor's fund is projected to have a beginning balance of $275,000. This fund will have over $105,000 less in the reserve than from the previous year. This fund will need to be monitored. The Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund, or the ARPA Fund, was added to the 2022 budget. This federal money was received in response to the coronavirus pandemic. At the guidance of the federal government, this money will be at the Commission's discretion for disbursement. All of the funds were budgeted based on the requests made by the departments. Respectively submitted, David Clark, Taney County Office.
I guess we'll go ahead and go into recess. We're scheduled upstairs for the preliminary budget discussions, and then we may go into executive session under legal and personnel. So we'll be in recess, and I have 11:14 a.m.